Now, who or what is the most powerful thing in the world? Who or what is the most powerful thing in the world? And you're not allowed to choose God as the answer, by the way. Okay, so I just want you to turn to the people around you and just have a quick chat about that. Find somebody near you and see what they think. And then we'll share some ideas. Okay, have we got some ideas? Okay, is everybody ready? You're going to tell me some ideas. I've got one here. What do you think is the most powerful thing in the world or the most powerful person?
Gravity.
Gravity, liking it. Very good. Okay, any other ideas?
Electricity.
Ooh, do you know, I wasn't even thinking of these things. That's very good. Electricity and gravity. Got one at the back here. Shout to me, Yolanda. Love. There we go. Love, electricity, gravity. Look at you go, people. I'm very impressed. Did anybody think of a person? Most powerful person in the world? Isaac.
Batman.
Batman. Wow. Panic not. Batman is in control. Okay. Any other people we thought were the most powerful people in the world? American president we've just had from down here. Any other suggestions? Okay. Well, let me tell you that there is actually a list that is compiled. And this is Forbes magazine. They compile a list every year of who the world's most powerful people are. And they have slots allocated based on the amount of human and financial resources that the person has sway over, as well as their influence on world events. Anybody like to guess who number one is at the moment?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, he's on the list, but he's not number one. Any other? The Pope. The Pope is on the list. He's number four, but he's not number one. Any other ideas? No. Is he on the list? Yes, on the list, number 12. Zuckerberg. Hang on, I have to check my list. Yes, he's on the list. CEO of Facebook, but not number one. The Queen, no, she's not even on the list. Sorry, Your Majesty. Okay, let me tell you. Okay, one last suggestion from Kyle. No, afraid not. Number one, according to the Forbes list of most powerful people in the world, is Vladimir Putin, President of Russia. Not what you expected to hear, was it? So when you think of power, I wonder what you think of. We had some suggestions other than people, didn't we? Gravity, electricity, the forces around us. And when we think of power, it's quite easy to think of it negatively, because we often hear about it being used wrongly, don't we? We hear about corruption, we hear about oppression, and those make us think that power can be a bad thing. But let's just have a listen to some verses from Psalm 145, and Daphne's going to read us from up there. So have a listen.
The Lord is great and is to be highly praised. His greatness is beyond understanding. What you have done will be praised from one generation to the next. They will proclaim your mighty acts. They will speak of your glory and majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. People will speak of your mighty deeds, and I will proclaim your greatness. They will speak of the glory of your royal power and tell of your might. Your rule is eternal, and you are king forever.
Thank you, Daphne. The Bible tells us about God's power. The Almighty God, the creator of the universe, the one who is so great that we can never fully appreciate him. The one who can do more than we can ever ask or imagine. In our wildest dreams, our shout said, didn't it? For the one who's responsible for making each one of us, who knows every single thing about each one of us. Everybody living now, everybody who has ever lived, everybody who is still to live. The whole world, each one of us, all of the stars and the planets, everything that exists and continues to exist is by the power of God. God is the source of everything good. Wow. He's awesome, isn't he? But the Bible also tells us that whilst God is more powerful than anyone or anything else, he's also the most loving and the source of all love, the one who's most intimate and closest to us. So let's just hear some more verses from that psalm, and Carmen's going to read them to us now.
They will tell you about all your goodness and sing about all your kindness. The Lord is loving and merciful, slow to become angry and full of constant love. He is good to everyone and has compassion on all he made. The Lord is faithful to his promises. He is merciful in all his acts. He helps those who are in trouble. He lifts those who have fallen.
Thank you, Carmen. So God is more powerful than anyone or anything else. He's up there. He's mighty God. But he's also the most loving, the source of all love. He's close to each one of us. Because he's loving and compassionate, he cares about every single thing about each of us. He wants us to know him, to experience how amazing that love is. The Almighty God of the universe is also the one who's near to everyone who calls on him, the one who strengthens and comforts those who are weighed down, who have fallen down. And God's love and power are both essential to who God is. Later on, you might want to have another look at that psalm, Psalm 145. It's because God's love and power are both essential to who he is that the writer of the psalm overflows with praise to God. And there's three specific ways that he responds. He responds by saying he's going to praise God every day. He says he's going to meditate on the wonderful things God has done. In other words, he's going to think about them, reflect on them, deliberately focus on them. And thirdly, he's going to speak in praise of God to tell others about him. So that's the three ways the psalmist responds to how great and how loving God is. And so my question to you this morning is, how are you going to respond? And we're just going to have a time now just for some personal reflection. And at the ends of the pews, you'll find there's some post-it notes and some pencils. If you haven't got access to one, then there's some more at the back. And if you wave a hand, somebody will bring you one. And this is your space, your chance to respond to God, the Almighty, loving Heavenly Father. You might want to say sorry for something to him. You might want to just write a word of praise or thanks. You might want to draw a picture. You might want to pray for somebody else or something else that's happening in the world, knowing that God is the Almighty God in control of his world. You might want to pray for somebody or something. So you can write that, you can draw that. There are also a few pipe cleaners in some lucky pews. There's not enough for everybody, but if you're feeling creative and you want to make a shape either an initial or a shape, just to respond to God, then somebody can have that. You can pass those along to anybody who wants them. So just take a minute just to respond to God yourself. Feel free to just close your eyes and do that silently, or to draw or to write. So let's bring our responses together now, and let's just pray to God as we conclude. Heavenly Father, we just bring to you each of the things that we're thinking about now, the people and the places that we want to pray for this morning. Particularly, Lord, we bring to you those parts of your world that are suffering. We think of the people of Nepal. We think of all of those areas where power is used to corrupt or oppress. And we pray, Father, for your light to shine in those places. And we bring to you, Lord, ourselves and our own needs. And Lord, we want to thank you that you are so close to us, that you care so deeply for each one of us. Thank you that you provide all we need for, that you do so much more than we can ask or imagine. So, Father, we bring all of these prayers, all of these things that we've written, thought, drawn, we bring them to you now and praise you, because you are the Almighty God and you are also our loving Father. We thank you so much. Amen.